for this ad, a sponsor from what? Anchor.
Hey, everybody, let's talk about something stupid in Congress.
So, I forgot about these until today. Today or a few days ago. This is pre-recorded. But this was at the time of this posting, it would have been a few days ago. I just realized, caucuses exist. So, basically, in a normal functioning democracy, you know, you have like four or five different parties, you know. Like in Canada, they have a three-party system, which is the Conservatives, the Liberal Party, and the new Democratic Party. And of course, there's also other fringe parties like the Green Party and the Independent Senator Group and the the People's Party of Canada, which lost a seat. And of course, there's also Parti Québécois, Bloc Québécois, you know, for Quebec nationalism and stuff. Quebec rights, you know, Francophone rights, all that good stuff. I have Aflac stocks. But, yeah. And of course, if one party doesn't have a majority, then, like, say, if the Liberals, the Liberals and the NDP, you know, have more than the Conservatives, but neither of them have enough for a majority, they can team up and they can form a minority government. Or they can team up, you know, and have like a minority-led government. We can have like three minorities in Congress, which is what Canada has right now. So, but we don't live in a parliamentary system, sadly, but, you know. And there's a lot more, you know, parties in the United Kingdom. There's the Tories and the Labour and the Liberal Party and the Tory Party. Well, not really. No, Tories are conservatives. Yeah, Tories and the Labour Party and the Liberal Party. Let me start again. You got the Tories, which is the Conservative Party of the UK, and then you got the Labour Party. Then you got the Liberal Party, and you got the UKIP Party, you got the Scottish National Party, you got the Green Party, you got Sinn Féin for Northern Irish Nationalism, you got they got fringe parties like the British National Party, which is basically just Nazis. And you have, you know, the Speaker Party, which is just one person who can't take part in debates. And you have the, other senators and all that crap and frick. Yeah. Labour Party. But, yeah. We don't have that here. We have a stupid two-party system, and it was, like, a three-party system for a year, because, like, there was a Libertarian member of Congress. And, of course, there's also independent members of Congress, but, like, oh, no, it's just Republicans or Democrats. But inside the party, in Congress, there are caucuses, which is basically, you know, like, basically parties within the political parties. In the House of Representatives. I don't know how it is in the Senate, but, like, in the House of Representatives, like, this is so fucking weird. And, like, you know, it's like there's parties within the parties. Which just begs the question, why not just have more than two parties? Other than, oh, it will fragment everything, but, like, frick. Come on. Plus, there's also the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. I wish some members of Green Party would get voted into Congress next semester. Next. I wish some Green Party members would get voted into Congress next midterms. Oh, for the love of God, please. Anyway. And please give DC some seats and frickin' give all the other states some seats. You know, Guam, Samoa, American Samoa, not regular, not other Samoa. I don't think the other Samoa don't want to be with whatever. But yeah. American Samoa, Guam, fucking NMI, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, like, just turn them into states. You're gonna have the same amount of seats either way. Freaking Republicans. But yeah, you know, there's, and also the Constitution Party. And the Democratic Farmer Labor Party up in Minnesota. And the PNP in Puerto Rico, I believe that's what it's called. Don't quote me on that one. But yeah, other than those, like, there are parties in the House of Representatives within the party. So let me go through them. And where is it? There it is. So on the Republican side, you have the Republican Study Committee, a caucus of conservative members of the Republican Party in the United States House of Representatives. You know, they're basically just conservatism, physical conservatism, social conservatism. They're the people who hate gay people. You know, and they make up 153 seats in the House, and they make up 153 members of the 211 Republican members of Congress. So basically, if they were a separate party, they would have 153 seats. And they would luckily just be called the Republicans if they were their own separate party. And then you have the Freedom Caucus, which no one sees in the, yes, that's a big problem. They don't, members of the caucuses don't have to announce which caucus they're in. But yeah, 49 known seats in the House. If they were a separate party, they would have 49 seats in the House of Representatives. So, yeah. And the Freedom Caucus is basically like the Republican Study Committee, but is more libertarian, you know, like, they hate gays, but they're okay with them marrying. You just get those away from me, you know. They're the type of people who will say, hate the saying, not the signer, you know, those assholes. But, yeah. And then, there's also, and they would either be called the Tea Party or the Freedom Party. And then there's the Republican Governance Group, which is the centrist, which is the centrist group, and they're also known as the Tuesday Lunch Bunch or the Tuesday Group, which is basically the moderate conservatives, you know. They're just in the center. And the RGG. And there's also the Republican Mainstream Partnership, which was just whatever. So, yeah. And they have 44 known seats in the House. And it's really fucking, like, why don't they have, and of course you have the single issue, like, you're the legalized marijuana now party. Well, this is the Second Amendment caucus, and there's 11 of them in the House, you know. And, you know, the title should give you a very big clue on what they're, what they are if you live in the United States and took any course in the United States history and social studies and all that crap. For those outside the United States, they're basically, their one and only ideology is gun rights. You know, don't take my guns. And they're right wing as well. So, and there's about 11 of those seats in the House. So, there's that. And now we get to the majority by about 8 seats. The Democratic Party. And it's really sucks. It really sucks that we have a two-party system, because, like, there's some progressive movements within the Democratic Party. And they're not getting done because of the fucking Biden suckers, and the Biden suckers are freaking watering down people like AOC, and it's just freaking, like, just elect members of the Green Party, goddammit! Fucking hate party politics. Okay, so, anyway, this next one is called, the first Democratic caucus is called the New Democrat Coalition. Now, their basic ideology is, they're basically centrist, like, they're basically right next to the Tuesday group, the governance group. So there's that. They have 93 seats in the House, as well as one non-voting member, very important. And yeah, they're basically the Biden people. They're the Biden people. There's the CPC, which some people may take as the Communist Party of China, but it's not. It's the Congressional Progressive Caucus. You know, the actual progressives in Congress, I guess. And, they're basically the, they're basically the Democratic, they're basically the Democratic Socialists. You know, they're for progressivism, modern liberalism, social democracy, democratic socialism. They are very left-wing. And there are 90 seats, and they hold 90 seats in the House and one seat in the Senate. And I guess the Senate if the Senate were split into four parties, it would be independent, Republicans, progressives, and Democrats. So, yeah. So, and then there is the Medicare for All Caucus, which advocates for the right to health and single-payer healthcare, you know. What's it called? Universal healthcare. They're basically advocating for that. So, alright, excuse me, I'm gonna record something. Okay, hold on, be right back. There are modern models. The same time as the cartoons. And there's Most Shocking, which I thought didn't leave True TV. Sorry, I had to schedule a recording, so, yeah. Got that done. I like to stay up late, so I like to record my cartoons. Call me a weirdo, but I like cartoons. And the VTV usually shows stuff that Cartoon Network does not like to show, like most of the bug money. Oh, well, whatever. Oh my god, Kel Mitchell has a Saturday morning show? What is the world going to? Do I want to watch Let's Go Luna or Most Shocking or Best Friends Forever with Kel Mitchell? Want to watch March of Landy and Motor Week tomorrow? I should record Motor Week. Yeah, maybe later. But anyway, back to the caucuses. So this is basically the Medicare for All caucus. They have 74 seats in the Democratic caucus. 74 seats, rather, in the House of Representatives. So, you know, there's that. Then you have the Labor Caucus. This is basically the pro-labor. You know, people who are very pro-union and very, very pro-right to organize. They make up about 50 members of the House. Then you got the Blue Collar Caucus, which is kind of like a more, the Blue Collar Caucus, which is kind of just the more, shall you say, I guess you can say the watered down version of the Labor Caucus. Because they're pro-labor, but, like, you know, they're just, I guess they're okay with right-to-work states? I don't know. So, Yeah. They're a Reagan Democrat. And then, of course, there's the Blue Dog Coalition. Which is basically... Which is just basically the "why the hell aren't you Republicans" group. They're fiscally conservative, they are centrists, and they are basically... And they are socially conservative. It's... They are basically right in the middle. They're right between the Republican Governance Group and the New Democrat Coalition. They are right in the middle. And then, of course, you got the Congressional Three Thought Congress, which is also in the middle. They're secularism. Okay, so they're not in the middle. They're... I forgot what secularism means, but they're the humanist party, and they will likely vote left. And, you know, they're left. They're very left-wing. And... You know, it's very... Very suckish. That's what. I guess this is basically the "why aren't you Green Party" members. And, they are officially nonpartisan, which... Just ball up and move to the Green Party. And of course... They're also atheists, but, you know. Who knows? Oh. Steve Cohen is a member of two factions. Well, pick one, Steve! Christ. But, yeah, and, like, the numbers are gonna add up to more than 435, because, you know. Freaking... More members are gonna... It's gonna be more than one member. Oh, by the way, there's about 14 members in the Congressional Three Thought Caucus. But, yeah. Or 13 if you don't count Cohen. Which... You're already in the Medicare for All, Cohen. Pick one. And, of course, you got the America First one, which includes, like, five people, and is basically far right. And there's no real things that are far left. And, of course, you got the Libertarians. And, of course, you got the Libertarian and the Independents and the... Of course, you got the Libertarians and the Independents and the... Green parties, which desperately need to get back into Congress, you guys! If you get one person in Congress, then you can have a president, okay? That's all I'm asking. But, yeah. It's pretty, you know. That's what it is. That's basically what it is. So, basically what I'm saying is, Republicans, Democrats, we're sick of the two-party setup. Split up, or we're going to make you split up by voting in Green Party members. And Libertarians, and all that crap. Alright? Split up. We're gonna make you lose power.